Happy Tuesday morning and welcome to Business of the Week. This week we've been talking to Humbleton Engraving as our Business of the Week. Now this is the show where we deep dive into local area businesses and find out more about what they do and the services that they provide. So this morning I'm joined by Renee Dreyer and Callie Davis. How are you doing this morning?
Just fine.
Perfect.
It's Tasty Tuesday.
It is Tasty Tuesday. On Tuesdays, we normally like to kind of go back in the history of how the business began and kind of where that has led you to today. And so maybe the things that have changed, some hurdles you overcame, some things you started with that maybe you don't do anymore, and then also anything you want to talk about that's going on within the store.
Okay, that was a lot of questions. I'll see that I can remember, but my mind usually goes in 15 directions. Yes, this is now our fourth location. We call this Biz 4.0. We started in a little building with candy right next to where Ameriprise was, and then we moved next door to where she now expanded to Humboldt Monuments, and then we moved on Main Street, which was huge. Having the window, people saw, they could look in at night and see what we do. So that just like, it tripled our business right away, just so they could see it walking by. And then since then, the building across the street came available, and I've always wanted that building because it's beautiful. Lots of windows and so much more space. We were stacked on top of each other and we kept having to take inventory down because we didn't have enough room. So we definitely needed more room and just keep expanding. You know, now we sell benches for Iowa Falls. Like I said, we service funeral homes. We're carrying more cash and carry, room sprays, lotions, lots of fun girly gifts. We found that was definitely a need. You know, you gotta beat the Amazon thing. So we tried to think of things that, you know, aren't Amazon friendly. So you gotta be very diversified in a downtown business to find what works. So we keep expanding lines, a little more home decor. It's very boutique-y. Like the new store is very, very nice.
It's beautiful.
You know, it's a lot of what we had before, but it's just spread out. So it looks absolutely gorgeous, lots of things. And of course our same personalized wind chimes, boxes, stones, plaques, lots of personalized memorials. That's what started us 12 years ago. We're in our 12th year now. So I figure we made it 12 years, we're good to go. So we just have a great staff that has grown with the biz as we went, and we've added more people, and it's just working out great. We offer a lot of things.
So when you started the business, how many staff were you employing at that time?
Oh, it was just Callie. Candy, Callie, and me. We added Shelly, I think came in to help us.
Yeah.
And then pretty soon, Tracy Goodell was working part-time at OK Tire in our store. And then Marla, we decided within the past year, because we're getting more decor and needed help with the whole merchandising.
Marla always did our beautiful windows.
Yeah, she always did her windows,
yeah,
that's true.
Renee and I aren't that way, we can't do that. So
yeah.
Marla did the windows, now she's done the whole store.
But yeah, she does a great job. Everyone plays a key role. I mean, Callie, we're like the lead design team. We do all the engraving and the cutting and the designing. You know, Marla's our merchandiser. Tracy's our purchase order, hustle, bustle, get out all tag. Shell is just a fun spirit that loves people. And then we're gonna add Kinsey Larson in. She's gonna help, you know, do some designing, purchasing, customer service. And then Jeannie Stadelman, I don't need to say much more about her.
So she'll fit right in.
She'll be a great addition to our staff. So it'll be fun. We got a great group of gals now.
So when the business started then, it sounds like you had about three people kind of working part-time, taking turns working part-time.
Yep,
too.
Exactly. Me and Callie is only full-time. The rest of them are all like half-time or a day here, day there.
Sure.
We all wanted flexibility, so I want everyone to do their kids' events, do their family events. So, you know, if Shell needs a vacation or Tracy needs a vacation, everyone just weaves in and picks up extra hours. So all women business.
So this new store, you were mentioning earlier that coming along with it is your new signage for it.
Oh, the beautiful new signage. I could almost cry. It's in memory of some very important people. If you look at it very closely, you'll see gray dragonflies. One for my mom, Brooke, Jordan, and Rod Robinson. He was our old sandman. He did all the sandblasting for us. And they're just very important people. If it wasn't for Jordan and Brooke, we would have never opened the biz. And my mom was just our matriarch. She was amazing. But the signage is beautiful. Hannah Zylstra helped me design it because she does a lot of our Facebook marketing. So she knows our vibe. She gets our vibe. And I just said, I want it colorful. I want it beautiful. I want it with our new logo and with those special people in there. And she knocked it out of the park. You go downtown and you'll be drawn in. You're like, what is in that store? I'm gonna check it out. That's the whole idea behind it. It looks very boutique-y from the outside.
Well, that's fantastic, and it's great to immortalize in a way away some of the people that have been most influential to the business.
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning. Listeners, check out Humboldt Engraving in downtown Humboldt. And what's the location of the store?
626 Sumner Avenue.
626 Sumner Avenue, and that's their new location. Join us again tomorrow. We're going to be back with Humboldt Engraving for another installment of Business of the Week.